David Letterman rushes to defend canceled Colbert with 20-minute montage bashing CBS. By Simon Kent on July 23, 2025. Septuagenarian David Letterman, remember him? Has stumbled eagerly back into the spotlight to voice his support for Stephen Colbert's late show ahead of its demise, using his YouTube page to bash CBS for the decision to axe it. The Hearst 78-year-old posted a 20-minute video montage of him taking CBS, which he worked for from 1993 to 2015, to task. Letterman captioned the curated clip, "You can't spell CBS without BS." Amid widespread speculation, the move was somehow the result of an intervention by President Donald Trump. The effort showcased various jokes Letterman told about the network, which helped propel him to late-night stardom. With 8 clips spanning 2 decades, from 1994 to 2013, all part of the package. Letterman is just the latest in a long list of past and current late-night hosts to voice their backing for Colbert and his show, which will finally head for the exit next year, as Breitbart News reported. Some of the Hollywood elite, like faded 80s star Molly Ringwald, have even seen this as a release for Colbert to now set his vengeful sights on the White House and seek redemption against omnipotent GOP political forces. CBS confirmed The Late Show will not be renewed for another season, with the network calling it a financial decision after it bled millions while trying to push leftist propaganda. "We consider Stephen Colbert irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise in May of 2026," executives said in a statement. "We are proud that Stephen called CBS home. He and the broadcast will be remembered in the pantheon of greats that graced late-night television. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount," the statement further explained. The end came just days after Colbert denounced his parent company's $16 million settlement with Trump, calling it a big, fat bribe for the Skydance merger. The show, known for its sneering disdain for the GOP and its supporters, ends its run in May 2026. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.